you break that word apart, you know this first part. Some.
Some.
Where?
Somewhere to have.
On a recent Monday morning at Westview Elementary School, in a classroom decorated with a map of the world, children are parked in several small groups. They read aloud from books or follow along with one of a handful of instructors in the room.
We're in an ESL classroom. This is a school where the entire world is represented.
That's Champaign School District spokeswoman Lynn Peisker.
In our district, we have children who were born in 78 different countries around the world. Many of them are here at Westview. And so right now, teachers are just working in small groups with students, focusing on their English skills.
Since the 2002-2003 school year, Unit 4 has seen a nearly 30% decrease in the number of white students, according to an analysis of state education data. White students now make up 40% of the student population, down from about 60% nearly a decade ago. The percentages are similar in Urbana School District. 10 years ago, white students made up nearly 55% of the student population. Now they make up roughly 40%. The trends come at a time when both schools are aiming for more diversity. Census numbers show a decline in the number of white children living in the area, while state education data shows an even greater decline in the number of white children enrolled in the two school districts. Urbana School District has increased its minority staff to better reflect its student population. During the past decade, Champaign school officials have re-examined education and services provided to minority students under a 2002 federal consent decree. New Superintendent Judy Wiegen says the consent decree brought race to the forefront of the discussions.
Race is a difficult topic for people to discuss, and we had to go on that journey in Champaign to address things that just weren't right when it comes to disparity. Did it result in these demographic changes? I don't know. Did it bring out issues that people have regarding race? Most definitely.
As Champaign has seen a loss in the number of white students, the elementary school district in St. Joseph has experienced an increase. That school district saw a nearly 30% jump in the number of white students as part of a 32% increase in student enrollment compared to a decade ago. Elementary District Superintendent Todd Pence believes St. Joseph's housing prices and proximity to Champaign-Urbana have pushed enrollment up.
9 out of 10 people that come through the door, well, we moved here for the schools. That's a good thing. I think that's a good reflection of what we're trying to do.
Peisker says Champaign school officials hosted focus groups late last year to find out how families learn about Unit 4 schools, as well as why some chose to leave.
The numbers in our schools are not perfectly reflective of our entire community. So what are we missing? And we're missing some of that traditional white families. So how do we reach out to them? And that's what we're looking at, publicizing some of the information better.
Peisker worked on an ad campaign to better educate new families about the Champaign School District.
This is an ad that I wrote for the Chamber of Commerce magazine. It's an opportunity for us to kind of brag about our schools, because who picks up the Chamber magazine? It's people new to town, people moving in. Well, we want to know that Jack Zhao, who graduated from Centennial in 2010, is now at Yale, and we want you to hear what he has to say about his education.
She points to the $4.5 million in scholarships that the district's high school students earned. Three of them, she says, had perfect ACT scores.
It doesn't speak to the climate in our schools, but it does speak to what our students are able to accomplish. And I think if every negative thing people were saying about our schools were true, what you're going to see on this sheet of paper would not be possible.
Neither private school enrollment data nor homeschool registration data completely account for the shift in public school trends. But public school officials say that diversity is and will continue to be a valued asset in their curriculum. I'm Pam Dempsey, CU Citizen Access.